Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday. Going to be lots of sunshine. We'll have a high near 40. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature 27 degrees. Also 27 in Burlington. Milwaukee 31, and it's 28 in Racine. A 15-year-old boy in custody referenced the weekend shooting death of a 23-year-old man inside of a residence in the 3600 block of 48th Street in Kenosha. The victim discovered with a single gunshot wound to the head. A weapon located inside the residence taken as evidence. The investigation goes on. Anybody with any other information related to the incident is asked to contact the Kenosha Police Department's Detective Bureau or anonymously to Kenosha Crime Stoppers. Mount Pleasant Police looking into a weekend incident with a 23-year-old man suffering gunshot wounds to both legs, part of a crowd of pedestrians and vehicle traffic in the 2300 block of Meade Street. A news release indicates it was a high volume of people leaving several area taverns. One of the officers monitoring that scene heard a couple of pops and then moments later found the victim on Meade Street near 23rd. Anybody in this situation with any information asked to contact Mount Pleasant Police or Crime Stoppers of Racine County. As part of an ongoing investigation into a number of recent heroin overdoses in the city of Kenosha, the police department served a search warrant on Sunday at a residence in the 6500 block of 18th Avenue. A number of illegal drugs were seized, including heroin, cocaine, and marijuana, and two individuals were arrested. No names have been released, nor have any charges at this point, or if the two individuals are directly tied to the overdoses, one of which involved a death. A news release only says the investigation is ongoing, and anybody with additional information is asked to contact Kenosha Police or go through anonymously Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. Well, about 100 people got together outside of Kenosha's Beth Hillel Temple yesterday afternoon, marching in opposition to the president's order banning refugees from mainly Muslim nations and to urge the country's politicians to oppose any further restrictions. Rabbi Dina Feingold said the gathering was part of the National Day of Jewish Action for Refugees.
We wanted to bring the interfaith community together to be witnesses in the public square on behalf of refugees and to support immigrants to the United States in opposition to the recent executive orders emanating from the Trump administration.
Reverend Kathleen Gloff, the pastor of Summers Community United Church of Christ, noted that Donald Trump during his campaign said he planned to restrict immigration for certain groups.
Paul Ryan, in a town meeting on CNN in December of 2016, said, "That is not who we are as Republicans. That is not who we are as Americans." I am paraphrasing for him. The direct quote will be on the CNN website. Let us hold Representative Ryan and all of our elected officials to their word.
After hearing from about a dozen local church leaders, the group silently marched from the temple to Sheridan Road, ending up on the steps of the Simmons Library for prayers and songs. Two high-profile passings to report from the weekend covering different generations. Marcel Dandino was 85 when he died last Thursday at home. The one-time teacher got into politics on the Caledonia Town Board in the 1970s and the 90s, state legislature from 1975 to 81. Served the Racine County Democratic Party for over 50 years. His funeral services will be this coming Saturday. Also retired Racine County Judge John Jew died at the age of 71. He left the bench just last summer after having been elected in 2004, replaced by Mark Nielsen. Most recently, Jude had spoken publicly about the county keeping the Ridgewood Care Center, where he said his father, who had passed away last year, had been very happy and well taken care of. Judge Jude's funeral services are yet to be announced. Kenosha Alderman Patrick Giuliano is going to be holding a town hall meeting at the Boys and Girls Club this evening. He wants to talk about his proposal to license landlords. Giuliano tried a few years ago to advance the very same idea, which was also being discussed in a number of other cities. But a court challenge filed against a similar order in Oshkosh put his proposal on hold. The issue is still being debated by the courts, but Giuliano says he wants to get the issue before his constituents, calling it an unregulated business. That town hall meeting at the Kenosha Boys and Girls Club will begin at 5:30 this evening. City of Racine's Redevelopment Authority has a new professional services contract for brownfield and environmental consulting services. It's a company called Ramboll Environ U.S. Corporation. It's headquartered in Denmark, but it includes an American office in Brookfield. City Development Director Amy Connolly explaining to RDA members the change recommended by a review panel resulted from both a federally required bid process, which is also the city's rule, every 5 years.
Make sure that we're getting the best price, make sure that we're getting the best consultant, and make sure that it's open to everybody to bid upon. So we did that this fall, and we received 14 respondents. The team that was that made the recommendation was made up of representatives of RCEDC, representatives of city staff from the City Development Department that oversee brownfields, also City Finance Department staff who process invoices and we're looking through them.
A lot of grant money plays into the cleanup of brownfield sites. The city's hired environmental attorney, Bill Scott, saying that the contract with Ramboll contains all the needed but understandable details. The contract is technically with the Redevelopment Authority, which is a separate entity, but it will also go to the Common Council as a courtesy. Ramboll Environ U.S. will be paid through the EPA grants that are secured by the Racine County Economic Development Authority for the city, as well as specially approved projects. Racine's Finance Committee is meeting at 5 o'clock this evening at City Hall, room 307. 7 pages of items, including several referred to by the Redevelopment Authority. Fisher USA's request to purchase less than an acre of Pierce Woods for their expansion plan with a $40,000 to replace 13 trees. Both the RDA and the Park and Rec Board support it. Also with the Fisher proposal, tax reinvestment program help totaling $116,200 over 10 years for current staff retention and 20 more jobs. Tonight, the Mount Pleasant Village Board will be meeting at 6:30. That agenda includes a couple of closed session items, one that's already known, the other to be decided. The job of Community Development Director is to go to Sam Schultz, who's been the interim CD since Logan Martin left for the private sector in a job there. The issue to be decided, that involves Menards and the possibility of litigation over what is believed to be another tax assessment challenge. The Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network, closing in now on securing funds to fix a 500-foot stretch of stream bank west of Green Bay Road, north of the Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary in Summers. Problem is that a ravine there has lost its ground cover, and that's resulted in several hundred pounds of agricultural runoff sliding into a tributary to the south branch of the Pike River every year. Network Executive Director Dave Giordano says contributing are some beautiful maple trees, which have basically just overgrown the ravine area.
They block a lot of the sunlight, so the ground cover really struggles to grow. Well, that ground cover, the root systems within that ground cover provide a natural anchoring mechanism for all that soil. They also soak up a lot of the pollutant load. So ground cover is great. Trees are great. Ground cover is great. You gotta have it all kind of mixed together to find the best solution.
Some of the trees, he says, are going to have to be chopped down. The project, even with volunteer help, could cost as much as $75,000. He's working on applying for a grant that could put the agency over the top on that, hoping to have the project completed by the summer of next year, calling it a top priority. Racine's Landmarks Preservation Commission will be meeting at City Hall at 5 o'clock. The agenda for that includes the reconsideration of the request to designate College Avenue between 14th Street and DeCoven Avenue as an historic artifact. That stretch of the city, the only original brick-lined street left. Public Works has argued against the need for such a designation based on council action from years ago. Vision 2050. It's a new long-range plan adopted by the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission for land use and transportation in the seven-county area. The goal is to build on existing strengths while addressing key changes and challenges like demographic changes in the labor force and negative net migration. Here's more from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Tens of thousands of new residents will be needed in the region for the first time since the 1950s. The report says while the effects of slow income growth continue to be felt, along with high racial disparities in income, education, and poverty. Recommendations include more high-quality roads, bicycle facilities, preserving most productive farmland, and primary environmental corridors. Adding rapid transit and commuter rail, plus improving and expanding local and express transit services, as well as enhancing the pedestrian network to improve access to activity centers, neighborhoods, and other destinations. There's a huge funding challenge with all of it, an estimated $160 million annually in additional local or state funding. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.